You're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at wicn.org. Good evening, I'm Al Voner, and this is this week's edition of The Public Eye, and so nice to have you with us. Hope you're keeping warm, by the way. But don't fear, this coming May, Print Day is coming. And for the next half hour, we'll be talking to the creator, the originator, and one of the participants of May Day, California educator and artist Robin Smith joins me this evening, and we'll be talking about a novel idea, a print day, a way for, and I know that everybody has some artistic ability within them. Many kind of keep it to themselves, but this is an opportunity to share not only your artistic abilities, but to put forth those energies and sharing it with people literally from around the globe. So for the next half hour, we'll be talking with artist Robin Smith about Print Day in May. Robin, nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
This, I'm not, I'm not worthy of the Smithsonian or any other, or the Worcester Art Museum, but I do love art, and I appreciate art. Everybody has their own little niche as to what form of art, what type of art they like, but, in general, if you're an art lover, you have an appreciation for it. But I had no idea that there was something known as Print Day. You created it, so tell me a little bit about how this all came about.
Okay, well, I was teaching printmaking, painting, drawing, and running the art department at Monterey Peninsula College in Monterey, California. And I had a really amazing group of people. It's a community college, so I had people from age 14 to age 95. And a lot of these people got really, really, really involved in printmaking. Printmaking is very addictive. Once you start, you really can't stop. And so because I had a lot of adults in my classes, many of them started to go into their own studios after, 5-10 years printing at the college, and they had their own presses, and we were sort of afraid, this was in 2007, we were sort of afraid of losing our community to people dispersing in their own studios. So we decided to have a day where we would all print at the same time in the area in our separate studios. I would open the college and a number of people would print there. And we would talk on the phone. We didn't have, not everybody had phones and internet and everything else back then. And we said, we'll call each other on the phone and we'll talk about what we're doing. And when should we do this? Well, let's see. It's a print day. Let's see. Print day in May. It rhymes. Let's do May. So we decided to do it on Kentucky Derby Day. Which is always the first Saturday in May. I'm a horse girl. And I thought, all right, we'll remember that. Let's do it. And so we did. And there were about a dozen of us just calling each other on the phone and explaining what we were doing and having a good time and listening to music. And it was really great. And then the next year we did it again, but we invited a few more people. And then we started inviting people who had some affiliation with the college, people who had, come in from various parts of the world. We had a big exchange program. And eventually it just started to become something that we did every year, and we had people from Massachusetts and people from New York, basically where our friends were. And then we said, hey, do you think we could get all 50 states? So by, maybe 2010, we had all 50 states. And then at that time, students started to really participate in this and produce this. And we had a college club that we used to sponsor some of it. And it started to become a thing that people expected every year. So that got really exciting. And I started going to some conferences that I had been going to before, but this time with cards saying Print Day in May. And pretty soon we started really growing internationally, and then the goal was to get all seven continents, which we did, by the way. because we were sent penguin footprints from Antarctica that year.
Amazing.
So we really started opening this up to the idea of anything transferred from one surface to another is a print. So if you can't get on your press that day, just take a walk and give us a footprint. Send us a photograph of a footprint. And it grew and grew. We started to get sponsors that give away prizes. And we have now tens of thousands of printmakers across the world who do this every year. And it kind of unfolds like the dropping of the ball on New Year's Eve. It just unfolds and goes hour by hour across the world for, you know, over 24 hours, and it's pretty fabulous. We have a big website. I retired from the college 9 years ago, but kept it going on my own with a really fabulous team of volunteers. And it is just a really wonderful celebration of printmaking and creativity. And we hope everyone will do this. This will finally become sort of something that the entire world does every day or every year, print day in May.
A number of things come to mind as I'm listening to you. One, and this is in the liner notes that were sent to me, and I think it makes so much sense that here we are in the midst of 2026, a time, as it's described in the liner notes, of factions, polarization, loneliness.
Absolutely.
And I think that's absolutely true. And this event, as you said, brings the entire a global community together. Secondly, you don't have to be Rembrandt.
No.
And many people, and I know this per se because I even sense it myself. But I've got friends, family, or people that that have this tremendous inbred artistic ability, and yet they feel that they would never. They'll keep it to themselves. They'll do something on the side, but again, in that confines of either a studio, home studio, basement, their room, and never share it. And I think,
right,
how sad. You may have something here that others would be, would love to see, would love to share with you. But what really impressed me the most, Robin, and I want to get your sense on this, because I'm sure it probably surprised you initially as well, is just how many, it's one thing when you have, as you said, maybe your niche, your community there up in Northern California. Okay, I met, through the years, I've met a lot of, artistic-minded people, so we shared a common thread. But we're talking globally. Were you surprised that you could find so many people from around the world that, wanted to jump on board?
Yes. It started to shock us because it kind of all happened right when Facebook got to be so huge. And I mean, now, of course, we have issues with Facebook. But at that time, people were finding their high school friends and things like that. So people were really tuned into the very positive things about Facebook. And we got ourselves a Facebook page. We got ourselves a Facebook group. Now, of course, we're on all kinds of social media. But all of that was free. There was no, you've got to pay to boost this or that. And Print Day in May is free. There's never any money that gets exchanged, which is so wonderful in this commodified world. And people just wanted to take that day off to do something with others. And when we started getting photographs of kids in India holding a banner that said, Print Day in May 2014.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And I'm kind of a geography nerd. I just have always loved, maps and things like that. And I do quite a bit of travel. And so it just thrilled me. Every new country, it's like, oh my God, we got Cambodia. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It's, as you said, you would think that there'd be a barrier because of cultural differences. No.
No.
You find that you share a common bond with people from around the world. And I truly believe that if it's the right thing, connections can be made that way. I just want to take a quick pause to remind those of you who are just joining us that you're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. I'm Al Vona, host of The Public Eye. Nice to have you with us. My guest today is artist Robin Smith, the founder of Print Day in May. I know you're wondering, first of all, we're in the midst of February with 3 feet of snow on the ground, but May is coming. It's around the corner. And Print Day in May, I think, would be a great opportunity to, for one, to unlock your inner artistic abilities and more so to share it with like-minded people from not only your local, you know, the local region, but across the country and across the globe. And again, Robin, it's just amazing. I mean, you had this interest, you had this passion, which, you know, a lot of people do, and they never get it off the ground, or they find some reason to hold themselves back. But I get the sense that, I mean, you had to be truly driven to one, get this off the ground, and then to grow it as much as it has. When you thought of it, did you think globally, or did you think, well, you know, just to get a few people locally together, I think would be nice?
Oh yeah, it was just a bunch of friends. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it wasn't anything like that. But it did, as it started to snowball. We, you know, there was a changing cast of characters every year because it was a college. And so somebody would come in and have web skills. It's like, oh, yeah, make us a website. That sounds good. You know, what's Facebook? What, Instagram? You know, it just started growing as the people in it had various ideas. And it's such an equitable venture. You know, anybody can do this because basically one makes a print of any kind and then either posts it to our website, puts it on our blog. We were so proud when we got a blog. Or, you know, you mentioned solitary artists. Printmaking is usually pretty community oriented, where painting, for example, is not. But we still have solitary printmakers, and we have printmakers in the world who don't care about social media and don't care about blogs and just want to make something and know that they are joined by so many thousands of others who just have the same energy and love what they're doing. And so it just takes, it gives you 24, 36 hours in the world to celebrate what we love to do. And that sends out, you know, some positivity in the world. And we certainly need that.
Absolutely. And the thing, as you were talking, it resonates with me directly. And, I'm a fairly social person, but there are things that I love to do in the confines of my own, you know, home, my own office. But later, if it's a good book, if it's a piece of art, if it was a movie, want to share it with other people, you know, just to, hey, did you happen to see this? Did you happen to hear this song? I think there's a human need, whether we're solitary or otherwise, and there's all kinds, but I think there's a need for that socialization. But again, going back to the audience, to the participants and the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People, I think, would think, well, yeah, she probably got a bunch of girlfriends together. This crosses all kinds of boundaries in terms of genre. I mean, what I'm saying is men, women,
oh, yeah,
young, old, kids. You've got a cross section of people from all backgrounds, all, you know, interests. And that's the other amazing part. So it's not just a group of women who got together and you know, sharing it with women from across the globe. There are participants from all ages and in all genres, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And because, you know, this is purely grassroots for quite a long time, and I'm sure it's still true, that most of the countries that we have are English-speaking because that's where we, you know, I speak English and my team speaks English, and so we would, you know, boost things on Facebook to a certain English-speaking audience. But we've also ventured out, and I've seen posts that are in languages that I don't know. I usually can get back to people if I see a post from somewhere that I'm wondering what that language is. I can write to them, and I'll find out, well, we just got Poland. And, you know, it's incredibly gratifying and sort of amazing. But, yes, we have people from all parts of life. We, you know, obviously this is not a political thing right. in the traditional sense. But on the other hand, you know, if politics is about social need, there is a social need for connection and community. And printmakers are typically pretty community-minded because it costs money to have a big printing press and to have a lot of equipment. And so printmakers are used to being in shops together all around the world. As a matter of fact, the Boston printmakers are a big sponsor of Print Day in May.
Mm.
So we have this diaspora of printmakers who are always kind of working with others just because it's almost impossible to have a print shop on one's own. So the heavy equipment part of it, the incredible technical part of printmaking, that there's so many things to do, that it's so endless. Basically, if you're if you're taking something from one surface and transferring it to another, that's a print. But, you know, lithography, etching, screen printing, woodcut, monotype, letterpress, it just goes on, stenciling. And so people learn from each other, and so they're used to wanting some kind of feedback. You know, am I doing this right? How do you get that color?
Right.
And so if people register for Print Day in May, we have a free registration on printdayinmay.com, they then have access to thousands of printmakers all over the world.
Yeah.
And I've done things like, I'm going to Wales. I wonder who's working in Wales.
Mm.
And then I'll look at their work and say, oh, I'd like to meet that guy.
Yeah.
And it continues the community year round, not just on Print Day
right,
in May.
Right. Well, I would imagine that once you've made a connection and you have that common bond, that it becomes endless, that you communicate one way, whether it's texting, emails, any way. You pick up a phone and say, hey, by the way, it's so nice to have shared, a couple of days with you and love your work and to hear someone say that back, which leads me to the next question. Has this ever been a platform? I mean, let's think about it. Worldwide, I bet you there's some tremendous, really talented people who've put some beautiful work forward. Has anybody gained national, international fame because they participated in Print Day?
Well, that's a good question. Our sponsors really have a lot to do with this. Basically, it started as a hashtag campaign, and so people would post their prints on social media with a hashtag of, say, Cranfield Colors or ZMA's Printmaking or the Boston Printmakers, and then the sponsor organization will award prizes to the pieces that they like the most for one reason or another.
Yeah,
they will select them. And so those people are celebrated on our website all year long and in the archives. And so people do get opportunities. I mean, I met a wonderful artist, Martin Truffitt Baker, from Wales, actually, who won one of the prizes early on. And I just loved his work. And we became friends. And then he printed with me in France last year. And now he's coming to the States in September to teach some workshops. So I would say, you know, it depends on what your definition of international fame is, but yes.
Well, the idea that somebody, you've been recognized for, you know, deep down inside, I think even the most shy of us, especially if you have something, innate talent, You finish it and you go, oh, I wonder if anybody else would like this. And then when you find recognition that others do,
right.
It's gratifying, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Some reinforcement that, hey, I don't know if anybody ever told you, but, Robin, you're terrific at this. You know, I mean, I'm anxious to participate in this myself.
Good.
We'll see.
Well, you know, my mother one year wanted to participate, and my mother has never made a drawing or anything in her life, anything artistic, visually artistic. And she made some spaghetti sauce, and she put her hand in it when it cooled down, and she made a handprint out of the spaghetti sauce, and we posted it.
That's terrific. See, that's what I mean. You don't have to be Rembrandt or Leonardo da Vinci, right? You just have to have that, first and foremost, the initiative to participate, and then you never know where it may lead. And as you said, you've got mentors along the way. Maybe you find that this is a niche that you'd love to pursue and you feel, oh, I don't know enough about it. Well, guess what? There are like-minded people who have plenty of experience and they'll guide you along. I mean, the whole, Robin, what I think is unique about Print Day is that, one, it's not about the dollars.
No.
Secondly, it's more than anything else, it's about socialization and sharing in the arts. And I think so many people, as I said, deep down inside, I think everybody has some form of talent, but keep it that way because they feel like it's not worthy or they're not worthy. And,
right.
And that's not fair. That's not fair. Not everybody's going to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. and who cares? Right? I mean, what?
Absolutely.
Right.
And, one of the things that's so unique about Print Day in May is that it has reflected the culture every year, what's going on in the world every year. So we really had a huge year planned in 2020. We actually had an exhibition that was going to take place, the best of Print Day in May. It was called Traces of Print Day in May. And that was going to take place in Paris in June, July, August of 2020, with pieces selected from that year's Print Day.
Mm.
And, of course, we know what happened in 2020.
Right, right.
So everything shut down. The Paris show was, canceled. And we had to decide very quickly what we were going to do. And so we went online. We did our exhibition online. We had three jurors from around the world. And we did a full online exhibition, which was great. But the thing that was the most amazing was the way Print Day in May reflected the world that year and the way people all worked in isolation and yearned for the community.
Right.
And we had testimonials and postings about, I've found myself unable to work, all of these months, but knowing that Print Day in May was coming and that I wanted to participate, I forced myself into my studio and I couldn't be happier that I was, I finally had community after all these months of isolation. And that was universal across the world, people were saying that.
And that's what I'm saying. It just brought people together, especially, as you said, COVID caused so many of us to be recluse. And that's just not normal for the vast majority of human beings. We've only got a few moments left. I'd love to keep going on with this, but, the time is coming up on us real fast. Obviously, Print Day in May is coming real quick. Again, first of all, give me the date on when this all starts to unfold.
It all happens on the first Saturday in May every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever you are, when you wake up in the morning on that Saturday, you start printing. And this year, the Print Day in May team has been invited to New Zealand.
Wow.
To participate in the Printopia Festival, which is a festival of printmaking taking place the first weekend in May every year.
Amazing.
So I'll be doing the keynote address for the festival, and some of my colleagues are presenting various demonstrations on teaching a workshop. So that, because it's in New Zealand, I'm actually not sure if that's Friday or Saturday or the 5th or the 6th or the 7th, but basically if you just think first Saturday in May every year, that is print day in May. And so this year, that I believe is the 2nd of May.
Wow. And you know, obviously, I know people are going to want to participate in this. So the registration process, how do they go about doing that?
Go to our website at printdayinmay.com, and you will see all. It takes about 2 minutes to register. You'll see how to register. You can read our blog from the past. Or if you don't want to register, just print. Mm. And you can post to our Print Day in May printmakers group. You can see on our website our sponsors, and you can hashtag our sponsors to get prizes. And you can post on your own social media posts and just tag us, and you will be seen by hundreds of thousands.
You know, for those of us here in New England, this has been a harsh winter. You know, Robin's on the West Coast,
yes.
So they're experiencing more heat than the cold, and we'd like to share a little bit of that. But nonetheless, here's a reason to look forward to spring would be Print Day in May. We're eventually going to get rid of the snow, and this would give the opportunity for so many of you who are art lovers, who have that creative that creative inclination and yet haven't done anything about it. Get off, as they say. Get off the sidelines and participate. Print Day in May, something certainly worth pursuing and participating in. Again, I want to thank my guest this week, Robin Smith, educator and artist and the founder of Print Day in May. I think a worthwhile organization, a worthwhile endeavor, and something that has really grown over the years and snowballed into a global network of art lovers and people who just want to share their ideas and their work with others from around the world. So really participate in May Day, Print Day in May, and be part of it. Any questions about the broadcast, you can certainly give us a call here at the studios at WICN. Our main number is 508-752-0700. You can pose any comments or questions to me directly. I certainly welcome that. That's Al Vona, V-U-O-N-A, at WICN.org. For the public eye, this is Al Vona. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you.